Welcome to It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copeland. Featuring stimulating, in-depth interviews with special guests from all areas of the arts. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Copeland.
To the show where we balance the intellectual with the creative, exploring whether we have more in common than divides us through thought-provoking conversations. For the topic hour, I go out and about and talk to people on the street about a wide variety of different subjects. And for this, the Arts Hour, I interview local, national and international guests from all areas of the arts. And the show combines the debate topic with an arts interview because I feel discussion and creativity are two of the most vital ways we engage with the world. This week, as my special guest from the arts, I'm pleased to be featuring artists involved with the making of the film Metamorphosis Junior Year, which is having its world premiere at the Cinequest Film Festival in San Jose on March 4th. The full-length feature film has been produced entirely by high school students, with mentors from the film industry, including main mentor and creator of the project, James Franco, and supporting mentors, Kimberly Parker, Iris Torres, Christina Voros, Tom Franco, Vince Giolivetti, Kathleen Howell and Betsy Franco. The film is a project of the philanthropic studio Elysium Bandini, which supports emerging artists. Elysium Bandini brings together the Art of Elysium charity with James Franco's Rabbit Bandini production company. The film follows Ovid, an angsty teenage boy trying to make sense of life, love, sexuality and friends, as he analyses the world around him. The film is based on the young adult novel by Betsy Franco, whom I'm pleased to have on the show, along with six of the student filmmakers, whom I'll be featuring later in the show. Betsy Franco, who majored in studio art at Stanford, is an award-winning author with over 80 books, including picture books and poetry collections, some beautifully illustrated by previous guest of this show, Michael Wirtz. Betsy also writes screenplays, plays and sketch comedies and compiles anthologies of teen writing. Metamorphosis Junior Year, the novel, is illustrated by Betsy's son, Tom Franco, and read on audiobook by her actor sons, James Franco and Dave Franco. It is also the basis for a successful play. Betsy is an actor on TV and in film and is a member of a sketch comedy troupe called Suburban Squirrel. She is currently polishing the sequel to Metamorphosis, The Art of Love. Well, I spoke to Betsy earlier in the week for the show, so let's hear our conversation. Welcome to the show, Betsy.
It's great to be here.
So you have a huge body of creative work and your life seems soaked with creativity. I'm wondering if you can remember the first time that art of any kind, music or visual art or a book, had a deep effect on you when you realized perhaps that art had a power beyond just entertainment.
Okay, so when I was little, I really enjoyed drawing and painting.
Mm.
And I wasn't aware that it was making me feel better exactly because, you know, when you're like, I was maybe 6 years old when we actually lived in Japan and we did a lot of drawing in this school that I was attending.
Mm.
And every time we'd draw, I just felt like blissful.
Mm.
But of course, as a 6 year old, I didn't realize, I wasn't analyzing what was going on.
Mm.
But looking back, I can see that from the get-go, the arts made me feel more connected. I felt connected to myself and felt more relevant. Obviously, these are not thoughts of a six-year-old.
Mm,
it's just,
yeah.
It's only looking back that I realized that when I was reading books or creating visual art, that I actually felt good.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Did you grow up in a creative environment, would you say, or did you have to sort of find those things for yourself?
I was very lucky. My family encouraged creativity, and my dad was an oral surgeon, but if he had had his choice and didn't have to support a family, he probably would have been an artist. And so I did several books with him that included his artwork. And my mother was sort of a patron of the arts, and she started an art gallery after we had lived in Japan. And so the arts were just part of our life, and we were encouraged, even like when I went to Stanford and said I wanted to be an art major, a visual art major, there was no pushback. It was like they were happy.
Right. Well, that's huge.
Very
isn't
lucky
it?
That
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is huge. And I tried to pass that on to my own children.
Yeah, I think that is a real real gift when parents can allow their children to express themselves and follow the path that they want to. Definitely.
The thing is, I always tell students of mine, however, that if your parent doesn't understand, find somebody who does, who can support you. In other words, don't give up just because your parents don't understand it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a very good comment. Absolutely. You've written and edited a wide array of books. What inspired you to tackle a young adult novel in the form of Metamorphosis Junior Year, and why this story?
Yeah, I started writing novels. I have another novel called Naked that takes place at the Stanford Rodin Sculpture Garden. They're always about the arts. but my first novel was inspired because by my editor at the time. She was editing my children's books and my children's poetry books. And she said, you know, I really think you have a novel in you. And then I went to a play at Palo Alto High School by Mary Zimmerman. It's called Metamorphoses. And it's an extremely creative play that takes place around a body of water. And obviously it involves the myth. I went to see that play three times. And I was about to go for the fourth time because I was so inspired that I decided I needed to write my own take on the myth, you know, made the myth contemporary.
These days, a grounding in the classics is no longer a given. So were you concerned at all about using Greek myths, you know, in a book for young adults, or were you hoping it might engage readers with the Greek myths and find out more about them?
When I get an idea, I'm kind of more of a rebel type. I'm not looking at like so much at what will sell or what will people accept. I just have to tell my truth.
Right. Yeah.
So I thought the myths were so engaging that I just thought that, especially since I was bringing them into contemporary life, that young adults would just come along with me.
And I mean, I think you can read the book without knowing about the Greek myths.
Right.
It totally works without knowing about them. But obviously, if you have that extra background, then it adds layers to it. In the novel, you are dealing with some quite difficult teenage issues or life issues, you know, that don't just affect teenagers. But was that important to you to try and show some of these things?
One of my visions is to press on uncomfortable topics. That's just who I am. I like to do that. I find my work would be almost useless to me unless I probed some of these topics and tried to get to the truth of them as closely as I could. And I often have teen consultants, so I'm really not only relying on my own understanding of high school. I really respect teens, and I want people to hear them. There's a lot to be heard from teenagers and their issues, and that they're very universal. Really, everybody's still feeling all this stuff.
Yeah.
They've just damped it down somehow and think they have it all figured out, but I don't think anybody I know has it all figured out.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you were a teenager, did you feel heard?
When I was a teenager, I did not feel heard. And so that's what part of this is. I want to listen now that I have the chance. And I'm always listening to them. And I am validating them. And that's just part of who I, you know, what I think I'm on this earth to do.
Yeah. Your novel, Metamorphosis Junior Year, has been made into a film, having first been a play. Can you tell us a bit about how the idea for a film project of the book involving teenagers came into being?
The engine behind all this is my son, James Franco. And he was putting together a class, a workshop, for 40 students. And he needed a script. And the script that he started with, he wanted me to work on the project with him.
Mm.
But the original script that he started with was not approved by the school.
Oh.
This is not a school class or anything, but it was being done at the school. So they had to approve it.
Right. Okay.
And so when we were talking about this, I said, well, what about Metamorphosis? It's got a lot of teenage characters in it.
Mm.
That might be really, really good. And he said, oh, wow, yeah, because he knew it because he'd read the audiobook.
Mm.
And he said, yeah, let's try it. And before he could even blink my eyes, he had someone taking my script from the play that I had written and making it into a film script.
Wow.
So that's how it started.
Mm.
We ended up just kind of starting over, actually, because he realized that it would be great to have 8 groups of students working on different characters in the story. And so we divided the story into 8 characters, and we started over on the script.
Oh, right. And part of the learning support process for the student filmmakers was to have mentors, and you were the writing mentor. How did you approach that, especially as it was being based on your source material, you know, when it was being changed?
Oh, well, I'm really good about that. I've been told I'm like really flexible.
Good for you.
Because, you know, I feel like if I collaborate, especially with high school students on a high school story, it's going to be so much richer, so much truer, so much more interesting and detailed.
Mm.
The students told me their ideas and their feedback on what I had come up with, and I took copious notes, listened intently, was fascinated with their ideas, and then included all their feedback. I really respect their opinion.
Mm. What appeals to you about working with teenagers?
They know that I really like them.
Mm-hmm.
They know that I respect them, so they open up and they're very honest, very creative. They don't have a lot of filters. Their creativity is very fresh.
Mm.
They're very deep, and they can tell me things that can affect my life. I mean, they're more direct, so you always know what they're thinking.
So how many students were involved in the project, and how did you get them?
There were supposed to be maybe 24, but there were so many applicants. There were maybe over 800 applicants.
That
we decided to take 40. The students had to send in a video of some sort with some kind of creativity in it, explaining why they wanted to be on the project.
Hmm.
And then Iris and James and everyone involved chose the 40.
How long did the film take? You know, how often were you meeting and working?
It was the whole school year. We would meet once or twice or sometimes 3 times a month. I mean, other than when we were filming, which was two straight weeks.
Mm.
We just did each stage step by step. The nice thing about working with teens is that I can help them express themselves in whatever way they need to express themselves.
Mm.
Whether they want to be directors or writers or whatever role they would like to take later in their life or now, I like to help them express themselves because it's been so important to me for my sanity, well-being, and happiness that I really want to give them ways to do that themselves.
Yeah.
And this project was perfect for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a really empowering thing to say. You mentioned earlier about how people go through this stuff, you know, and often suppress it, and then it gets sort of layered down deeper and deeper, which, you know, you then have to uncover if you want to find your authentic self. So, I mean, the sooner and more effectively you can express who you really are, the better your life is going to be, you know, the happier it's going to be. So
I totally agree with that. And I also want to say that it's not easy.
No,
but it's possible.
No. Yes.
In other words,
yeah,
it is possible to be an artist. If a student needs to be an artist, it's really good if they have opportunities like this, but also just there are things that I learned along the way. Everybody in my family is an artist. So the thing that I learned is, first of all, it takes hard work and persistence, but that you have to be as creative about how you make it work as about your art. Someone in every generation gets to be a writer, an artist, a filmmaker, and so on. And so I always tell them, you know, like, why not you?
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of work and complete stubbornness and creativity about, you know, the whole picture. But it's worth it.
Yes. Yeah. And then, you know, the very fact of engaging with life through art or in a creative way in itself is its own end, I think. You know, I mean, obviously you have aspirations or, you know, to be whatever. And like you said, in every generation, there's certain people who become those icons with that success. But being engaged with the art too through your life, even if you don't get the level of commercial success that perhaps you hoped, I think is still a very powerful thing.
So people seem to think that success has to be like superstar, but it doesn't.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
And I encourage people to get a part-time job so they have time for their art, because it's going to take time. James also recommends that, just getting a part-time job so you can pay the necessary bills and then spending the rest of the time on your art.
Yes. All of your sons, James, Tom, and Dave, are involved with the book and film of Metamorphosis Junior Year in different ways. How is it working with your family in your art?
Well, they're the most inspiring people I know. It's kind of a miracle. I mean, I'm honored that they want to work with me. We obviously have something in common, so it's the vision is easy to come by. We all have the same vision. When James was giving feedback on the script that we were coming up with, it was so educational to me, and I was listening intently because I learned so much from them.
That's a powerful dynamic as well, I think, isn't it? To feel you can learn from your children when, you know, the sort of stereotypical role is that you're just, you know, imparting wisdom to them.
It's never been that way. I mean, I'm not saying it hasn't gone both ways. I'm just saying I've learned from them from the start.
Right. I asked the student filmmakers when I talked to them if they think the arts can help people process difficult events, whether these are events they've experienced themselves or events that have been witnessed. I'm wondering what your feelings are about whether art can have a healing effect, both on those making the art and those experiencing it.
I find that all the novels that I write are about this. I do feel that the arts are healing. I think that it's a beautiful way to process the difficulties in life, which everyone has. Often my novels, films, and so forth are about that very topic, and that the protagonist, that's what's happening with the protagonist. They're getting through some very difficult part of their life through art. That's what happened to me. I just feel so much more attached to life, to so much more optimistic, so much more like I have a voice, like I have something to add to the world, and that I can work through a lot of things that have happened to me just by being an artist of different kinds.
Right. When you think about this film, which I mentioned has got its world premiere coming up very soon at Cinequest Film Festival in San Jose, when you think about the film of Metamorphosis Junior Year going out into the world, what do you hope for it? In 10 seconds or less. No, I'm just joking.
Do I hope for it? I've just been looking where the doors open, and I just go through them, and I'm imagining wonderful things for this film and having it influence people of all ages so that people feel validated, so that if something happened to them, they don't feel alone, so that so that maybe they need to push to pursue the arts. Maybe they need to see that students can do a project like this. I never know who's going to be influenced, but I've seen that this particular story has really had an effect on a lot of people. And a lot of bonding in the students who created the film. I'm sure that the audiences will be affected as well. I just never try to predict, because everything in my life so far has come out much more sort of magnificent than I imagined, as far as, you know, my small vision of what was going to happen.
Right. Yeah. I was just going to say, with the mythic elements as well, I mean, when you're working with archetypes, so powerful with the unconscious, and therefore, you know, although it is about the teen world, I think you're right. It definitely reaches on a practical level, you know, of what people may have experienced, but also on that archetypal level across all ages. You know, as you read the book, you really feel, you know, if you're open to it, it brings up a lot of inner dialogue, I think, of things you may have experienced in your own life and how you have or have not processed that.
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'm really looking forward to the premiere. I know the students are very excited about the world premiere.
I am too. We all are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, you're very welcome. My guests this week are from the film Metamorphosis Junior Year. Thanks very much there to writer and mentor of the film, Betsy Franco. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. We're going to a break now, but we'll be back after these messages. Best Film Festival by USA Today readers, the Cinequest Film and VR Festival 2017 occurs February 28th through March 12th in San Jose and Redwood City. Here's co-founder of Cinequest, Kathleen Powell, talking on It's a Question of Balance.
You know, Silicon Valley is such a unique place. It's where creativity and innovation come together to empower, and that's our vision with Cinequest. This is where it all happens. We want every individual that walks through the door to feel like the value that they got far exceeds what they ever put into it.
Presenting Maverick Spirit winners Jane Lynch and Jason Reitman, 129 world and U.S. premiere films, the new virtual reality experience, and fabulous celebrations. For the complete lineup and tickets, visit cinequest.org. That's cinequest.org.
Ciao, I'm Luca from Tramonti at 528 Seabright Avenue, steps from the ocean. We are the authentic Italian pizza and pasta restaurant, serving also organic salad and house-made desserts in a friendly family-style atmosphere. Indoor or on our lovely patio.
Tramonti is open every day from noon to 9 and later on Fridays and Saturdays. Come enjoy our specials every Tuesday neighborhood night and the best deal for a healthy bite at lunch every day.
We bake our bread and prep our fresh pasta and pizza daily. Beppe, Daniel and I want to say grazie to the Santa Cruz community for supporting us in the past 2 years. Allora, buon appetito!
Visit Luca and Beppe at Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue. That's Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue.